Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel continues with more about feeding animals. Now, before a journey, camel drivers would give their camels lots and lots and lots of water to drink and lots and lots and lots of food. They would overfeed the camels so that they wouldn't need to eat for an extended period of time. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Ein ovsin esagamal. You are not permitted to overfeed a camel on Shabbos. There are two reasons why you can't do this. Number one, it's tirchi yaseira. It's a lot of extra labor that is unnecessary. And also, because it's hachana. The reason to overfeed animals is so that you will have to feed them less in the upcoming days, which are not Shabbos. And therefore, you can't do this on Shabbos. Furthermore, velo dorsin. You cannot force feed the camel. If your camel is reluctant to eat, you can't force it to eat. Without discussing the humaneness of doing such things, it is apparently common, or at least it was very common, for animals who weren't eating to be force-fed. And by force-fed, we mean we're really putting food into the animal's mouth, like shoving it a little bit down into the throat. So the animal is forced to swallow it. So you're not allowed to do that. Aval mal'itin. But you are allowed to put food into the camel's mouth, which it will swallow on its own, as long as you're not like shoving it past the point of no return. So it is where it is possible that the camel could not swallow it, could choose to not swallow it, even though the probability is that it will swallow it once it's actually in its mouth. But if you don't push it past that point, then that's okay. You're allowed to put the food into the camel's mouth and let it swallow on its own. Similarly, when it comes to calves, ein mamrin, you are not permitted to force feed calves, because force feeding calves, again, it is terchi esera, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Aval mal'itin, but like with the camels, you can put food in its mouth, as long as you're not shoving it past the point of no return, so that the animals could conceptually choose to not swallow, and then the food wouldn't be swallowed. Mehalkatin the tarnagolin. Similarly, actually, you're allowed to put food into the mouths of chickens. Again, the same concept. You can put the food into the mouth of the chicken, but you can't shove it down its throat. Vinosnimayim lemursan, you are permitted to put water into bran, because the animals are going to eat this bran, and putting the water into it makes it moist and makes it easier for them to chew. Avalo govlin, but you cannot mix it, right? You can't basically like knead it, right? You can't mix the water and the bran in together. That would be very problematic. Potentially, it's the malacha of lash, and certainly it's tircha yaseira, because it's not needed. They could eat it. They could eat it as long as it's wet. Continuing with other animals, ve'in nosnin mayim lifnei devorim v'lifnei yonim shebashovach. You're not allowed to put out water. Right, to put water out for bees or for doves that live in their coops, right, in their little houses where they fly around. And the reason you can't put out water for them is these things fly. They fly and they fly out in the wild and they go wherever they want. So they are fully capable of getting their own water. And therefore, since they are fully capable of getting their own water, then for you to put out water is tirchei seira. It's extra effort, which you're not permitted to do on Shabbos. Aval, however, nosnin lifnei avazim v'tarnagolim v'lifnei yonei hardesios. You are, however, permitted to put out water for geese and chickens, meaning your domesticated animals, right? The geese and chicken live in your yard. They don't go flying around to look for their own water. If you don't give them water, they will be very, very thirsty. So you need to put out water for them. And even if it is theoretically true that chickens and geese could fly over the fence and go find themselves water, they generally don't. And therefore, you're allowed to put out water for them because they do need it. And similarly, yonei hardesios are a specific type of dove that were Herodian doves. And these doves were basically domesticated and kept as pets by wealthy people. And so they did not fly away. These I don't know if they were kept in cages or not, but they did not fly away. And since they would stay in the home and they would never fly away, so then you have to give them water because they can't go find their own water. And giving them water is certainly not going to be considered tirchei yaseira.